This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff review a few of the big news stories of the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
University of California Riverside had a nearly 10% increase in applicants this fall, and that makes it one of the top three campuses in terms of applications in the entire UC system.
Right. Only UC Merced and UC Santa Cruz had higher increases in the number of admissions. Really, this was a banner year for the University of California system, top to bottom. A lot more students are applying. About almost a 6% increase for all of the campuses.
Now, why is it so much higher at, say, UC Riverside or UC Merced? Let's talk about UCR.
Sure. UCR is consistently ranked among the top universities, particularly the director of admissions tells us, for the global impact of its research, for its community service, and for contributions to the public good. So those are the kind of things that attract potential students. But when we look system-wide, you know, the University of California had a big publicity campaign to let families know that even people who are earning $80,000 a year or less can get free tuition. So that certainly sparked a lot more people to apply. Almost 45% of undergraduates who are California residents pay no tuition because of this program.
Okay. An official in Hemet wants any future proposals to contract out public safety to be decided by the voters. Now, this has been a volatile issue in Hemet over the past year.
And the city council, the previous city council, decided to contract out fire service. They decided to disband the Hemet Fire Department and contract with County Fire, Cal Fire, to save money because, like every city, it needs to do some belt tightening. This made the residents very unhappy. And in fact, two of the council members who voted in favor of disbanding the fire department were defeated in this November election.
I was going to ask you if elections had anything to do with this change of decision.
Absolutely. And a new council member is the one who has proposed that now the residents would have the final say over whether the fire department or police department would be disbanded if that's contemplated.
Is this still something that Hemet has to look into? It's still got a financial situation that's going to require it to continue to examine what it's going to do with its public safety?
Well, the new council already decided not to disband the fire department, but this proposal to take any future decisions like this to the voters, that's going to be discussed some more before the council decides whether or not to put a proposal on the ballot to require that. Some people are concerned that that is going to tie the hands of all future councils, and so their ability to adjust the budget will be kind of taken out of their hands.
So they're going to discuss how to discuss this issue in the future then.
Exactly.
Okay. And finally, Southern California is supposed to clean up its air by early 2016, but apparently it's not on track to get there.
Well, federal air quality standards require regions to reduce the amount of fine particle air pollution. This is the kind of pollution that's responsible for some pretty serious health problems, ranging from asthma to early deaths. Now, the region had been on track to meet the goal by the beginning of 2016, which is what the federal government required. Actually, that's including a one-year extension. It was supposed to meet that deadline this year. But this year didn't start out real great. We had some very unhealthful air the first 4 days of this year. Harupa Valley had four consecutive days of unhealthful air. And so what this does is it puts Southern California on notice that it's got to continue the efforts to ratchet down on sources of air pollution.
Well, one thing that's interesting to me is that California has some of the toughest air quality standards in the country, and we have the South Coast Air Quality Management Board that oversees these things. But still, this is the federal government saying that our air is not clean enough. And we've made such good progress over the last 30 years.
Yeah, this doesn't really take away from the progress. But, Southern California is still growing. Inland Southern California is still growing. And so there are more sources of pollution, including right from the cargo that's coming in at the ports and being put on trains and trucks and coming east through the Inland Empire. And, of course, California is blessed by by a lot of sunshine. Mm-hmm. And between the sunshine and the wind patterns coming from west to east, yeah, the smog is still with us out here in the Inland Empire.
Okay, so we're going to have to keep working on the air over the next year to meet these standards. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.